Welcome to the Cult of Money podcast. We are so glad you're here. This is the home of personal finance for the crypto curious. So Dave Ramsey, well known for his device on how to get out of debt. However, over the years, he's kind of branched out into more than just folksy advice on tackling your credit cards. As part of his Baby Steps program, Dave Ramsey also includes some investment tips. He also has an entire investment philosophy around the focus on growth funds and how much you should set aside. But as Dave Ramsey's investment strategies make sense for your situation? Maybe, maybe not. While Ramsey might have some good advice on getting rid of that high-interest credit card debt, very good advice, by the way, his philosophy on investing might not work as well. So let's take a look at Dave Ramsey's approach to investing and then just consider when you might try to look at something different. What is Dave Ramsey's investing philosophy? You can see Ramsey's investing philosophy on his website, of course. We have a link to that at cultofmoney.com. But in general, his advice has five main tenets. 1. Get out of debt and fund your emergency account. 2. Put 15% of your income in tax-advantaged retirement accounts. 3. Invest in growth mutual funds, and he has recommended stock funds. 4. Invest consistently with an eye toward a long-term perspective. And 5. Use a financial advisor. On top of these tenets, Ramsey bases his philosophy on the idea of a 12% average annual return. When taken at face value, this approach seems like sound advice. After all, it takes the long view and recognizes the importance of using investments to build wealth over time. Once you dig a little deeper, though, things start to look a little bit different. Maybe this approach doesn't quite hold up. So let's take a look at how these strategies might not reflect some of the realities of investing. Should you get out of debt before you start investing? Let's tackle that question first. One of the biggest strategies Ramsey talks about is getting out of debt before you even start investing. He says there are no exceptions to paying off all your debt, except your home, and then saving between 3 and 6 months for emergency expenses. But does that really make much sense? Yes, you want to get out of debt as quickly as possible, but does that mean you shouldn't set aside money for retirement as well? A lot of financial experts agree that you can start investing, even if it's a small amount, while you work on paying off debt. This is especially true, according to experts, if you receive a 401k match from your employer. A 401k match is free money that you can invest for the future, earning compounding returns. Ramsey's advice to put off all investing until after you pay off your debt could mean thousands of dollars left on the table. Let's say your employer matches your contributions up to 3% of your income each month. If you make $3,500 a month, you would contribute $105 and your employer would match that amount. That's $210 going into your retirement account each month, and you only account for half of it. And then after 30 years, that could be a little more than $238,000 in your account, assuming 7% annualized returns. Now let's say it takes you 7 years, following Ramsey's plan, to pay off the debt and save up your emergency fund. Then you start with the employer match. You've only got 23 years of investing with the match, and your account balance is $134,659. That's $100,000 less in your account. Don't assume that you can't start getting those compounding returns until after you pay off your debt, especially if your employer is offering free money to help you grow your wealth. Then let's talk about where you should put your money. When Ramsey talks about investing in tax-advantaged retirement accounts and using growth mutual funds, he doesn't go much beyond that. For example, he talks about 401k and IRA accounts, including their Roth counterparts and TSPs. But he leaves out a very important tax-advantaged account, the health savings account. If you have a high-deductible plan and qualify for an HSA, you could potentially grow your wealth with tax-free dollars. An HSA allows you to contribute money up to the annual limit with pre-tax dollars. The money in the account grows tax-free, even when you invest. Finally, when you use the money for qualified healthcare costs, you can withdraw the money tax-free. One way to grow your wealth is to use the HSA to save up for future medical costs, particularly healthcare costs in retirement. Finally, the HSA can be used as a sort of backup IRA later on. Once you reach age 65, you can withdraw money for unqualified expenses without paying a penalty. You have to pay taxes on that money, but you aren't penalized. By simply following Ramsey's strategy, you could miss out on this amazing tax-advantaged wealth-building tool. Now let's talk about some mutual funds. Again, on the surface, seems like really good advice to focus just on mutual funds. After all, mutual funds kind of take away the guesswork of trying to pick the right individual stocks. However, Ramsey's investment strategies focus on growth funds, particularly actively managed funds. He talks about looking at his recommended funds or looking for funds with managers who beat the market. However, actively managed funds often underperform index funds in the long run. Plus, they come with higher fees. Rather than trying to beat the market, you might be better off just getting a low-cost indexed fund and just being consistent in buying those shares. He talks about adding diversity to your portfolio, air quotes, by using international stock funds. While these, you know, this could be a generally good idea, geographic diversity can be a good thing, by the way. It misses out on asset class diversity. In fact, Ramsey suggests staying away from bonds and real estate investment trusts, REITs. He even recommends that you avoid exchange-traded funds, ETFs. Many investment and financial planning experts suggest that you include bonds and other investments in your portfolio just to help you have a more diverse asset allocation. While not all investments are suitable for everybody, you could end up paying higher fees for worse results when you follow Ramsey's advice to stick with these managed mutual funds. Carefully consider your own portfolio and, as Ramsey says, consider working with an advisor. You might be surprised to find that a good investment advisor will actually help you better diversify your asset allocation to better meet your long-term needs. You might even find that adding a limited amount of certain ETFs, REITs, and dare I say crypto assets can provide you with a portfolio that offers you better results for long-term wealth. Okay, so about that 12% average annual return, when recommending that you use stocks, Ramsey isn't wrong. It's a good idea to include stocks in your portfolio to build wealth over time. But you need to have a realistic idea of what you can expect over time. So a calculator Ramsey uses to justify this claim is one from MoneyChimp, which looks at the S&P 500. We see the average return at just above 12%. You can calculate this just by plugging in some numbers, and we use the date range January 1st, 1926 to December 31st, 2021. But there's a big rub here. That 12% is an average return. As a calculator, you can actually see this, by the way, at cultofmoney.com inside this article. The annualized return, or true compound annual growth rate, CAGR, is closer to 10.49%. Still good. But then you adjust for inflation and you're looking at an annualized return of 7.37%, which is still pretty good. But this is why, when many financial advisors and planners and other professionals look into planning ahead, they suggest you go ahead and use that 7% annualized return. If you're using Ramsey's assumptions, yeah, that can be pretty problematic. But let's say you make $3,500 a month, like our example earlier. So based on Ramsey's 15% rule, you'd set aside $525 per month in retirement. After 30 years, you'd have a little more than $1.5 million. Sounds good, right? Goal achieved! But if you look at the 10.49% true CAGR, you'd actually only have $1.1 million. Still good, but $400,000 less. But once you factor in inflation, now you're at $636,226 of buying power. What happens to those who follow Ramsey's advice and now find themselves having nowhere near what they expected in terms of spending power during retirement? By deciding to plan for a 7 or 8% annual return and set aside 20% of your income for retirement, or just work towards setting aside that much, you're likely to have a much more realistic outcome. And if you outperform that 7 or 8%, well, that's just gravy. But when planning ahead with your money, it's really often a good idea to go ahead and stick to the conservative side of things, rather than just assuming bigger returns than you're likely to see. The bottom line? When looking for financial help and advice, it's important to carefully consider your goals, personally, and where you're at in your financial journey. Dave Ramsey has helped millions of people set up plans to get out of debt, and it has been a remarkable thing to see people getting out of debt. However, for many people, his investment strategy might not help them reach their goals. It's okay to add some alternative assets to your portfolio. Just limit how much exposure you have to them and consider at least getting your employer match even if you have debt. Don't just assume that you're going to get 12%. By planning for the worst, you'll be in a better position to receive the best. And that is our show for today. Again, you can see this article and some of the links and even that little graph that we talked about that actually shows the average return and annualized return. You can see it all inside this article at cultofmoney.com. Please, we'd love to get to know you too. Follow us all over social media. Just search for Cult of Money and you'll find us. Thanks again for stopping by today. We'll talk to you again real soon.